Hello, my name is Chris Gray. I'm the lead pastor at Encounter Church, located in Sedalia, Warrensburg, and Lincoln, Missouri. I want to encourage you to join us on a Sunday morning for a morning worship service at 9 or 10:45 at our Sedalia location, and at 10:45 at our Warrensburg and Lincoln location to truly encounter what God has for you. If you can't make it in person, we'd love for you to check us out on Facebook Live or YouTube Live every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Just search Encounter Church AG. For more information about Encounter Church, please contact us at www.encounterchurch.ag. I can't wait to see you. Hope to see you soon. Now, let me ask you a question as we get started this morning. Have you ever set a goal for yourself? I mean, something really big, and you felt the rush of excitement as you got started? Maybe you were training for a 5K or wanted to lose some weight, or you were pursuing some great dream that you had for your life. But then somewhere along the line, you began to lose steam. It got a little bit more difficult. You got distracted. Life happened. Well, let me ask you a question. What did you do? You see, the excitement wore off, and suddenly you just found yourself going through the motions. Now, here's the truth. Living with purpose in any area of life requires intentionality, discipline, and focus. And the same is true in our spiritual journey with Jesus Christ. This is the greatest race that we can ever possibly run. Why? Because the race that we have, the journey that we're on in our Christian walk with Jesus, not only impacts our here and now, but it impacts our eternal destination. And truth be told, it impacts future generations that we've had an opportunity to impact here on earth. Now, the Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, he gives us an incredible image of the Christian life as a race. But it's not just any race, but a race in which every move, every decision, every step, and everything that we do truly matters. So today, I want to challenge you to ask yourself this question. Am I running my race with intentionality? Am I living my life with purpose, or am I just going through the motions? Have you ever thought about that? The steps that you take, the words that you speak, the things that you do each and every day, are you really doing those with intentionality and purpose in your life? Now, let me turn to the passage that I was referencing just a moment ago. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 27, Paul is writing to the people in Corinth, and he says this, "Don't you realize that in a race everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to win." And now let me pause just for a moment. Let's look at that. He says, everybody runs this race. We call ourselves the human race. Everything we do in life is a race. It's a marathon, a lifelong marathon. He says that every one of us runs this race, but only one will win the prize. There's only one person that crosses the finish line in first place. So then he places this challenge in front of us. He says this, so run to win. Run to win. Are you running your life to win, or have you found yourself just going through the motions? You set the big dream. You began this year perhaps with some resolutions of some things that you wanted to accomplish, but you're at the point, you're several weeks in, a few weeks into the brand new year, and suddenly the excitement begins to wear off and you're just spinning your wheels, going through your motions. I have on my wall in my office this statement, "A dream without action accomplishes nothing." And I would venture to say that there are many of us in life today that's where we are. We have a dream. We have this idea. We have a vision of what we want to do. But the problem is our dream is nothing more than a lengthy nap at best. Here, Paul is saying, when you're running this race, you've got to be intentional. There's got to be purpose in the steps that you take. Verse 25, he goes on to say this, "All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I'm not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. Paul says, I take this race very seriously. Every step that I take, every move that I make has purpose and intentionality. He says, I'm not just shadow boxing. I'm not just fighting on my own here, but I'm in this pursuit to win the prize, to win the race, to cross that finish line, to accomplish the task that's set before me. You may be listening today and you may be at a place in which you haven't really started. Maybe you've never started this journey with Jesus. Or maybe you're listening in it and you've got this relationship with Jesus, but you find yourself kind of going around that junior high track. You know, it's not quite the full-size track and you're just going one loop after another and you're not really making any progress at all. You see, many times in the Bible, the Christian journey is related to a race. Therefore, I want to look today at how do we successfully move forward in our spiritual marathon? How do we get off that junior high track? How do we begin that relationship? Today, I want to move into the idea of running with intentionality and purpose in every step of life. You see, many in the modern church would be guilty of just going through the motions or missing out on the progression that God has called us to. My pastor growing up, he used to say it this way, in our Christian journey, in our relationship with God, none of us ever stand still. We're either moving closer to Him or we're falling further and further away from Him. We begin to drift. I wonder today, are you moving forward in your pursuits of Jesus Christ? Are you closer to Him today than you were last year? If you were to compare that progression of January 2025 to January 2024, would you say that you're closer to God now or further away from Him? I would challenge you today, if you don't have a relationship with God, there's no time like the present. The Bible says that today is the day of salvation. Now is the time. If we want to look at an opportune moment, now is your moment. God is speaking into your life. He's giving you an opportunity for a brand new start, a brand new beginning to this spiritual marathon, this race in life. I would encourage you today to say, Lord, come into my heart, come into my life, forgive me and make me brand new. You see, every one of us has messed up. Every one of us have made mistakes. Every one of us have faltered. The Bible says every person sins and we fall short of God's standard. That's why we need Him. Therefore, God sent Jesus. God so loved the world. John 3:16 tells us, God so loved the world, that's you, that He sent Jesus to die on a cross to pay a price that you and I deserve to pay. That anyone that believes in Him, though we mess up, though we make mistakes, because of the price that Jesus paid on the cross, we can have eternal life. So today, I want to encourage you to take that step. That's the beginning. That's the onset. That's the ready, set, go of this brand new race of life. I'd encourage you today, would you give your life to Jesus? Now, this morning, we're looking at this race of life, and I want to look at three observations that we find. The first observation that I see in this race is that it's vital that we run to win. That's what Paul said. He said, everybody runs the race, but only one person wins, therefore run to win. Why did I state that it's vital? Because if we fail to see the importance of the finish line, we will not proceed with purpose and intentionality. We'll find ourselves as the lukewarm Christians that Jesus referenced in Revelation 3. Look what he says. Jesus says, I know all the things you do, that you're neither hot nor cold. I wish you were one or the other, but since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Verse 17 goes on to say this. You say, I am rich. I have everything that I want. I don't need anything. And you don't realize that you're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. This scripture is difficult for many of us to swallow because we don't ever want to think that's us. Oh, we may think it's somebody else. Surely it's not me. It must be them. We justify our actions. We justify our behaviors. We even go to the point of comparing ourselves. I'm not as bad as they are. I'm more spiritually on fire than they are. I'm further along than they are. Yet if we were honest, we are lukewarm at best, not diligent in our race. And honestly, we're comfortable in the coasting of life. Can I be really transparent with you today? There's never been a physical foot race that I've been on in which I was comfortable. In every one, there was a level of fatigue. There was a level of exhaustion. Why? Because I've exerted myself. I've been on the race. So why is it that we think that our spiritual journey should be this soft bed of petals of roses, a casual stroll at most? In our text, Paul was very clear. He says, don't you realize that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person wins the prize? So run to win. Think about your race just for a moment. In a competition, there's always a winner. But what sets the winner apart from the others? It's the intentionality. The winner doesn't just show up and start running. They have a plan. They have a purpose. They have a goal. They're focused, disciplined. They're committed to crossing that finish line. They've done the cross training. They've prepared themselves. They've gotten ready for this moment. To them, it's not just a temporary race, but it's a pursuit, a journey to be on. For the Christian, the prize that we run for is eternal life with Jesus. Now, our goal as a Christian should be that every day we commit ourselves to Christ. Our desire is to follow after Him. In fact, Jesus in the New Testament said that if you want to be my follower, you must deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. Our goal, our mission, should be to become more and more like Christ every day, to renew our mind upon the things of God. But the end-all result, the prize that we win, is eternal life in heaven for eternity with God. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and when I go, I'll prepare that place that one day I'll come back and get you. And I want you to know there's coming a day when Jesus will come back and He will receive those that have accepted Him as His Lord and Savior. I want to challenge you today. Would you commit your life to Him? But I wonder, are you running your spiritual race with the intent to win, or are you satisfied just existing? Yet, here's what we must understand. The race that we are in is not a competition or a comparison with those around us, but it's a personal pursuit with a personal goal. Lord, what do I need to do to draw close to you? Lord, what adjustments do I need to make in my life so that I can become more and more like you? You see, every Christian is in the race, but not everyone runs with the same level of focus and determination. The truth is, many people live their lives without thinking about the eternal significance of their actions. They run aimlessly, without a clear goal, without any purpose. They just go through their day, eat, sleep, go to work, and repeat. They find themselves just going through that junior high track, lap after lap after lap. No real forward progression whatsoever. But the moment you give your life to Christ, you are running a race with purpose. You're running a race that has an end-all goal, an end-all prize of eternity in heaven, a life with God. So let me ask you a question. In fact, in every one of my points today, I'm going to end that point with a question. Question number one is this: are you running your spiritual marathon to win? Yes or no? Or maybe you just want to say, am I running my life to win the prize that God set before me? You see, there's a lot of things that we could run for, but those things are going to wear out. Popularity, financial stability, a hobby, all of these things, we can run a race for those. But truth be told, those are only here for a season of time. a number of years and then they're gone. We can't take those things with us. But running the race toward the prize, the goal of Jesus, is a game changer, not only in our lives, but in our eternity. I wonder, are you running your spiritual marathon to win? Yes or no? The second question, or second observation, is this. It is vital that we run with purpose. Our spiritual race is not a sprint. It's a lifelong marathon, and we must run with intentionality and purpose to finish well, to finish strong. Our goal should be to hear the response that the Master gave in Matthew 25, to hear God look at us as He stares us face to face and says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Can you honestly say that that's the response that you would hear from God today because of how you've run the race in life? Many of us today are simply guilty of coasting or jogging with no real purpose. Oh, we have the right shoes, we're wearing the right running gear, but our actions and our discipline show a different intent. Paul would say that we're just shadow boxing. We're not really accomplishing any task of any great value whatsoever. Now, Paul says in 1 Corinthians, all athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away, but we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I'm not just shadow boxing. I would venture to say that any Olympic athlete that came to the Olympics to compete, they don't come to the Olympics with the goal of coming in last. They don't come to the Olympics with the goal of being the greatest loser on the field. No, they come with the greatest purpose of being first place, of winning that gold medal to honor what their nation has called them to do, to go in to win that prize. They've got intentionality and purpose. And I wonder, in your life, do you have that sort of purpose? See, a Christian walk is not a passive walk. It requires action. It requires participation. Just as an athlete trains their bodies, we must train ourselves spiritually. Our training includes reading the Word of God, praying on a regular basis, spending time fasting, or surrounding ourselves with other believers for encouragement and accountability. Now, some of you push back there and say, "I don't need to go to church. I've got God and I'm good enough." And I want you to know, you may be partially right there, but I believe that we were created for community. The Bible says, "Don't forsake the assembling of the saints." In other words, don't push away from attending and being a part of a spiritual, a community of believers that are solid on the Word of God, that walk together in this community. That's how the New Testament church began to grow. They began to invest in one another, to keep one another accountable, to encourage one another in their faith, to make the most of every opportunity. This is accomplished when we begin to join together, when we gather together on a regular basis. I'm going to encourage you today to be a part of a Bible-believing church. In fact, I'm going to invite you right now. Would you join us at Encounter Church? Would you come hang out with us? But maybe you've got another church. Maybe there's some church you're connected to. Man, as long as it's Bible-believing, I want to encourage you to be a part of church somewhere at some moment, at some time. But begin now. Let that be the pursuit of this new portion of the year. Again, I encourage you to join us here, but the most important thing is you find a group of people to join together with. Why? Because Christianity, it's not passive. It's active. It's participating in this pursuit toward God. But here's the reality. Many would say, "Well, I just don't have time in my schedule to devote to all of these." My response to you would be this. You have time for what you make time for. Let me say that again. You have time for what you make time for. Let me encourage you. In this marathon of life, the most important investment that you could ever make is in your eternal destination. That's your relationship with Jesus Christ. It's time to begin to run with purpose. It's time to begin to run to win. Every step that you take, there's vital importance in those steps, in those words, in those thoughts, in those actions that you take. Here at Encounter Church, we believe that God has called us to be disciplined in our marathon, to deny ourselves of the things that trip us up or even the things that slow us down, to be diligent in our pursuits in this goal of reaching the lost, of becoming more like what He's wanted us to be, to be all that God has called us to be. I want to encourage you today, don't just shadow box, but run the race with the expectation of winning. Spend time investing. Athletes, they don't just show up to a race expecting to lose. No, they show up expecting to win. They've prepared themselves. They spent months and years preparing their body, their mind, their strategy for this particular race. Olympic athletes, what do? They'll spend hours and hours and hours on one small routine, one small step, one small twist of the ankle of somehow in order to improve what they're doing in the race. For us spiritually, this requires time in the Word of God, time in prayer, time in fellowship with other believers. If you want to run the race well, we must be intentional about our training. So whatever it is, whatever you need to eliminate, whatever you need to adjust, whatever you need to do or add to your training, do it today. Be disciplined in your pursuit. 1 Timothy says it this way, train yourself to be godly. Now, Paul's writing to young Timothy, a young pastor, and he encourages the believers to be diligent in their steps of their godly life. In other words, it's not going to happen by chance. It's not going to happen by accident. But Philippians 2 reminds us that we got to work hard to show the results of our salvation. We're not more saved because we work hard. We're saved by the grace of God. But we do the hard work. We position ourselves in every step, in every word, with intentionality and purpose to show the results of what God has done in our lives. Our second question is this. Is there evident purpose in your marathon steps? Can you honestly say there's evident purpose in your marathon steps? Can you see the forward motion? Can you see the intentionality in your steps? Number three, it's vital that we run with focus. We got to run to win. We got to run with purpose. And number three, we've got to run with focus. A runner who has no clear direction, who has no clear goal, will wear themselves out with making any progress whatsoever. Similarly, without a clear sense of purpose, we will inevitably waste our time and our energy on things that don't really matter, things that fade away, things that really aren't that important. We soon find ourselves spinning our wheels in life and we end up at a place of discouragement or disappointment or even frustration. Have you been there before? Man, you've put a lot of energy into something. You put a lot of time into something. Man, you thought that it was working, and then you begin to spin your wheels and spin in circles, and now you're frustrated, discouraged, aggravated, disappointed. I want you to know that God's called us to a higher level. In fact, He's already given us all that we need to live this spiritual life, this connection with Him in this Christian marathon. 2 Peter, he says this, by His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. Some of you are like, well, I don't even know. I don't think I have what I need to live a godly life. Pastor, you don't even know what my life's like. You don't know what I've been going through. That's true. I may not know your life, but I know my God. If you keep reading this section of Scripture, it goes on to say this. We received this when we first came to know Him and gave our lives to Him. In other words, when we asked Him to come into our lives, some of you did that just a few moments ago in this message. When you ask Him to come in and be your Lord and Savior, at that moment, He begins to fill you and overflow you and consume you with so much more of what you need in life. In fact, the Bible says in Galatians 5 that the Holy Spirit produces a new nature inside of us. He places inside of us the characteristics of love and joy and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. He begins to pour these into us, and now it's our responsibility to cultivate that fruit, to cultivate that nature that He's placed inside of our lives. He's given it to us. Now it's our responsibility to begin to put it into action. I wonder today, will you begin to remove the distractions, the things that have taken you off course, The things that have caused you to lose focus. The things that have caused you to go the wrong way on the track. The things that have caused you to spin out. The things that have caused you to trip over the hurdles of life. Would you remove those things from your life today? Would you prepare yourself to refocus on the one that holds your hand? God said He will never leave you. He will never abandon you. He will never forsake you. But every step, every moment, every day, every time, He is walking side by side with you, ready, willing, longing to be with you. He stands at the door of your heart. He knocks today. Those that open that door, He comes in. He communes with us. You see, if you keep reading, we see that God has given us everything. In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, it says this. Paul says, I've disciplined my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that my preaching, after I've been preaching to everyone else, I myself might be disqualified. It's vitally important today that we set our focus clearly on the one that holds the world in His hands. I wonder, when you wake up in the morning, do you remind yourself that you're on an eternal race? Do you remind yourself that you're on a race for an eternity? Do you remind yourself that you're focused in on Jesus? After all, running the race with purpose means keeping your eyes on Jesus, the author, the perfecter, the finisher of our faith, according to Hebrews chapter 12. Our third question is this. Is there focus in the steps that you take? Yes or no? Is there focus in the steps that you take? Or are you just kind of spinning your wheels, running in circles? Well, let me review today what we've learned. The first thing that we've learned is that we've got to run to win. We got to run this race with purpose. We got to run this race with drive. We got to run this race not just to finish, not just to cross the line, because every one of us will finish this life at some moment, sometime. The Bible says we have an appointed time in which to die. Every one of us will cross a finish line. The question is, how will you finish? Are you running to win? Number two, it's vital that we run with purpose. I've got to have a purpose in the steps that I take, in the words that I speak, in the actions that I make. And number three, it's vital that we run with focus, keeping our eyes set upon the things of God. I want to encourage you today to stop coasting. Stop simply looking the part. Stop simply wearing the right attire, but choose today to take the steps to move forward with intentionality and purpose. This is Chris Gray. I'm the lead pastor at Encounter Church in Sedalia, Warrensburg, and Lincoln. I invite you to join us at one of our locations very, very soon. I can't wait to see you. But today, I want to encourage you. Would you go the distance?